All right. Welcome back, Arizona homeowners. We want y'all flying your flag today. We want you flying your flag every day. If you don't have a flag, we have a very, very nice American-made flag and flagpole available on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We're actually going to be giving one away each hour of today's show with a trivia question based on the content being provided by Assistant Professor of History, Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University, who's actually going to join us for the entire 3 hours of today. And when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another.
Yes, it goes on to say that the laws of nature, the laws of God entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of their mankind requires that they should declare the causes of their separation.
That's how the Bible-believing Quakers of the time justified it. It was God that gave them the right to do this.
That Enlightenment kind of world, the rights of that John Locke would talk about, the rights of life, liberty, and property, or as Jefferson's words, the pursuit of happiness, which is the pursuit of pickles, I would think.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arizona pickles, Arizona cucumbers.
Julie Murphy from Arizona Farm Bureau in this morning giving us a history lesson on pickles in Arizona.
Yes. We were trying to get Stephanie on. Romy, were we able to get her on?
No, we've got this new phone system.
So
I'm going to try her again.
So he's going to try. Stephanie Smallhouse is our president with Arizona Farm Bureau, and she was going to talk to us a little bit. I'll speak for her.
Farm is over in Sierra Vista?
It's in Pima County, southeast of Tucson. Southeast of Tucson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and in fact, one of the things that we were going to talk about a little bit, if we can get her in, was Arizona Farm Bureau launching in November. We'll be celebrating our 100th year. Arizona Farm Bureau's been in existence for that long, believe it or not. We even have a farm family. We're trying to trace some of the details of this that have been involved generationally, obviously, with the Arizona Farm Bureau for that 100 years.
Wow.
It happens to be the Flake family that I mentioned earlier.
Oh, it does.
So because we're talking so much history, and of course, Arizona Farm Bureau's history is we're a lot younger than America's history, but the significance of the Arizona Farm Bureau and its founding in 1921 was the fact that it was formed to support our farm and ranch families. We advocate. We actually are a 501c5, and so we're able to lobby. We advocate. We educate. There's a lot of things we do. And then in my role, we do a lot of outreach and engagement with the public so we can keep them connected. You know, we're 3 and 4 generations removed from the farm. And Stephanie was going to talk a little bit about that. She's on. Steph.
She's on. And as we bring her on.
Yes.
For our first American-made flag by Valley Forge giveaway for the listeners.
Yes.
This is a text question. 411-923. If you, it's a fill in the answer. If George Costanza had taken his Festivus poll to the King of Britain, how many grievances would he have had?
That's a great question.
How many grievances?
They're enumerated in the Declaration of Independence.
If you know that number, text it to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner during the top of the hour news, and that'll be our first flag.
Yes, Stephanie Smallhouse, Arizona Farm Bureau President, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, talk to us a little bit about the centennial, Arizona Farm Bureau centennial.
Sure. I want to comment on pickles, though, real quick, because I've been listening all about pickles. And, you know, one thing you guys didn't mention was, cinnamon pickles. I don't know if you guys have ever had the sweet cinnamon pickles or the mint pickles, but I grew up going to Baptist potlucks when I was a kid, and my mom and all of her friends make cinnamon pickles with cinnamon red hots. Anyway, they're super good.
Awesome.
And the other good thing is pickle juice. My husband is a senior pro or expert or whatever, dirt bike racer, and he has always used pickle juice for muscle cramps. So anyway, just a couple of interesting facts I thought I'd add to the conversation.
I love it.
One of those health facts, sailors used to keep pickles to keep scurry, fight off the scurry.
Yep.
Yeah. See? So just fascinating little little condiment there.
Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, Arizona Farm Bureau, we're starting the kickoff to our 100-year celebration. That'll be coming up this fall. And Julie talked a little bit about Farm Bureau roots, but, you know, a lot of Farm Bureau started around World War One. Basically, we were a little late here in Arizona, but you know, we're a little bit late to everything sometimes. But but anyway, World War One, Farm Bureau kind of started overall because of the First World War. The price of food at that time jumped about 100%, which was not good for American citizens, but or for other countries. We were shipping so much food overseas that the president started price fixing wheat. And so farmers were certainly patriotic and wanted to help out with the war effort, but they felt like they didn't have a voice in any of the planning for how that was going to affect them. And so along with that, railroad monopolies and the start of our insurance, that's kind of where we got our start. So
that's awesome. Thank you, Steph.
She's had a very fascinating year.
Yes.
In her position, hasn't she?
She has. She's our first female president.
That's awesome.